It was hello from a new Green MP and goodbye from an old Labour one when Parliament resumed at 2 p.m. with this announcement from the Speaker, David Carter.
Honourable members, I wish to advise the House that I have received a letter from Kevin Haig resigning his seat in the House with effect at midnight on 6 October 2016.
Kevin Haig was a List MP and his replacement is the next name off the Green Party's list.
I have been advised by the Electoral Commissioner that pursuant to Section 137 of the Electoral Act 1993, Robert Barry Hobson Coates has been declared to be an elected member of the House of Representatives in place of Kevin Haig.
Barry Coates then affirmed his allegiance to the Queen and Mr Carter called for questions for ministers, which included two hot topics, child poverty and private prisons. Among questions on the first issue was this one for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Opposition Leader Andrew Little.
Given the importance he places on targets, why does he oppose Judge Andrew Beecroft, the Children's Commissioner's target of reducing the number of children living in material deprivation by 10%.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Government's certainly not opposed to the individual components of what Budge Beecroft was talking about. And actually the government's been doing a great deal in terms of working on those, including increasing benefits and increasing working for family payments and increasing childcare assistance, just as an example. But it's important to understand, my advice is that Judge Beecroft's target is actually comes off a survey or a poll which is then factored up. So, Mr Speaker, I don't think that would actually be a terribly good measure.
Mr Key also faced this question from Greens co-leader Materia Touré.
At the very least, will the Prime Minister commit to reducing the number of children living in severe deprivation, a measure that he has publicly accepted as accurate, by at least 10% by the end of next year?
Speaker, the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, I'm going to set a particular reduction target, but what I will do is continue to do what the government has been doing, which is focusing absolutely on those children. And that's one of the reasons why the government has been saying these children that are in that group is between 60 and 100,000.
As well as putting questions to the Prime Minister, Andrew Little asked the Speaker for an urgent debate on the recent report from the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child, getting this response from Mr Carter.
There is no administrative or ministerial responsibility of the government for a report of the United Nations Committee. The application is declined.
Mr Carter also received a request from Materia Touré, who sought an urgent debate on another report, this one about fighting and contraband in Mount Eden Prison. The Speaker said he'd already granted an urgent debate on last year's cancellation of Serco's prison management contract.
I am not convinced that the latest developments warrant further setting aside of the House's time.
Earlier, among questions for Corrections Minister Judith Collins, was this one from her Labour shadow, Kelvin Davis.
Does she still believe that Serco should be operating Auckland South Corrections Facility? If so, how, given she described them as failures in their management of Mount Eden?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, yes, because I have sought and received assurances from Corrections Chief Executive Ray Smith that Auckland South Corrections Facility is running well.
Corrections Minister Judith Collins in question time, which was followed by debate on the first reading of the Electoral Amendment Bill, which included this contribution from Labour's Chief Whip and Shadow Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins.
We are here debating the rules by which we are elected, and I'm willing to make a wager right now that there will be very little public scrutiny of this debate. It won't get covered in the media. It will not be on television. It will barely be covered on any other form of media. And yet we are determining the rules by which we get elected, by which we then have the authority to make the laws of this country, and no one is scrutinising us. And that's something that we should be concerned about, because what we have seen over the last decade or more is a diminishing of the Fourth Estate, the media, and the role of the media in scrutinising what we do. The fact that we are changing the laws around elections with no scrutiny is something that we should be concerned about.
Labour's Chief Whip, Chris Hipkins, and that Electoral Amendment Bill was sent to the Justice and Electoral Committee for the hearing of public submissions to be reported back to the Chamber by February the 13th. The House then moved on to debate the third reading of 23 bills emerging from the Judicature Amendment Bill, which was followed by a valedictory speech from Labour's member for Mount Roskill, Phil Goff, resigning after 34 years in the House to become Auckland's new mayor. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.